Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
welcome to the show. Sing along wherever you are, in your car, at home, the office. Welcome to the show. It's National Cookie Day, so that's very exciting. But there is something else that I want to get to today. Today is a anniversary, and it affects our show. It affects the long-term well-being of this show. But I'm not going to tell you just yet. I know you don't know what it is, but I will tell you later on.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. We'll talk about it later.
I know what it is.
No, we'll talk about it later.
No. I want to know what you know.
When you bring it up.
I want to know what you know.
When you bring it up, we'll talk about it.
What is it?
I don't know.
All right. Crowder's going to be joining us momentarily. He's in Nashville today. He's making the rounds this week. He's everywhere.
I don't like when you do that, by the way.
What?
Like, why are you keeping secrets? Just I want to be prepared for whatever it is we're doing.
Well, I think that's part of the charm of the show. Huh. I select certain things we know we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Other things, I want to get your instant natural reaction. I don't want you to prepare for anything. But now it seems like you're nervous.
Only because the way you set it up, you said it affects the long-term future of
the
show?
Sure. It's a long-running conversation that we've had on the show. It's nothing to be worried about. I want to just relax. It's nothing to be worried about. Right. Just something I saw in one of my Yahoo emails this morning. I get, you know, a whole bunch of updates and newsletters in the morning, a little something that jumped out at me, and I said, oh, that's, you know, that's show related. But I'll get to it.
Okay.
And I want to wait till Crowder signs in as well. So you okay?
No, I'm good.
All right. You seem a little nervous, a little shook. Yeah. Heat lost to the Mavericks. Maybe that's why Solana's a little upset. Mavericks a little better than they let on at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Davis being healthy.
Kind of a difference.
Makes you better.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
How was Cooper Flagg last night?
He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he had a you know, prime LeBron performance or anything.
But he doesn't look like a rookie out of sorts.
No, he's going to be legit. Yeah, he'll be an all-star.
We have an MLS championship match in a couple days here in South Florida. I don't know if South Florida is feeling the type of excitement that maybe it should be feeling. I know Saturday afternoon that place is going to be crawling with local media and fans and soccer luminaries, but there is a championship match this Saturday. You should be either at Chase Stadium or in front of a television watching it Saturday at 2:30. It's on Fox. Oh, there's Crowder in Nashville right now. Look at that. That's a good looking.
Jimmy saw me. Jimmy, you were holding out on me for 2 minutes.
That's a good looking hotel you got there, Crowder. That's a nice looking Bonvoy.
Yeah, it's connected right to the stadium, the Vanderbilt Stadium. This is a nice one.
Oh, is that where you are?
Yes, nice. We might be doing Diego Pavia.
Very exciting. Now, why would that guy risk his future by saying the wrong thing on the pivot? That seems like a terrible decision by him.
Well, or you can look at it as he will up his value by letting people know who he is.
Well, obviously, that's what you guys sold him on. I'm imagining only negative things can happen by him appearing on the pivot. Because what happens is you guys put people at ease. And then all of a sudden, they just feel like they're chopping it up with the boys. And then all of a sudden, they've said something that ruins their long-term career.
I don't think you trust me enough.
No, I trust you because anything you do like that is it's not nefarious. You just literally you don't realize sometimes the ramifications. As I probably need to go no further than Jordan Hudson, like sometimes you just say things and then all of a sudden there's ramifications and you're, you know, in your blissful ignorance going, what happened? What do you
mean? We're getting DMs.
And
about
we're getting DMs trying to get you in further trouble. And I'm disconnecting relationships that I've had for years. Regardless.
Yeah. So I almost fought my Uber driver.
Why?
He was real nasty.
Really?
Yeah, he wanted to drop me around the corner. I was like, take me to the front. He was like, well, this is the address. I said, bro, you can see the hotel. Like, we're looking at the hotel entrance, but the exact address was the corner. And it's cold as hell up here, man. Right. It's like 30-something degrees. And I'm like, I'm not getting out.
You got to give him a one-star rating.
This is the address you sent me. I said, bro, right there, the Marriott. Take me there. This is the address you sent me. Okay, do you really want to do this?
Right, you want to play this game?
And he kind of looked at me, and I gave him the serious face. And
the hully gully. He knew the hully gully was coming.
Yeah, don't come with the flim flam because, yeah, I can go back to 05, sir, if you really want me to.
But this is on you, and I got to be honest here, Crowder. I gave this entire show, I gave everybody who listens, the cheat code to an Uber driver and to being a passenger as an Uber. Tell them you drove Uber. Get in the car, and your line, every time you get in an Uber. Busy day today, huh? Is it moving? How's the app going? They're going to turn around. They're going to say, oh, you drive Uber? Yeah, I used to drive Uber a couple of years ago.
Busy day? That lets them know you're in the know?
Busy day on the app today, huh? Is it moving? How's it been the past couple weeks?
How's the course playing, as a matter of fact?
And I'm telling you, Crowder, I am telling you, just make up stories about driving Uber. Yeah, I used to drive in South Beach. You know, I hate picking up drunk people. I mean, they're literally going to do whatever you ask them to do. You're going to get a 5-star every time.
Why do I got
to
make up stories, though? Just take me where I want to go. How about I put in the hotel, take me to the hotel? I got to make up a story?
So
the guy's not doing me a favor. This is his job.
I have to create a whole world for myself because Mina, I just had to find his real name. Mina doesn't want to drive me an extra 200 yards. I have to say, how's the app going?
It's just like the connection you have or the connection you want to have with a waiter. You sit down at a restaurant.
Well, I do that. Crowder knows. I make conversation with the person behind the counter.
Of course.
How's the spicy ketchup?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, anyone can say that. I do something where she knows I'm in the know.
Imagine being a waiter. You come, you bring the menu to somebody, say, hi, I'm Alejandro, I'll be your waiter today, and the person just looks at their phone, all right. And it's the same thing with people. They get in these Ubers and they don't want to talk. They don't want to say hi to the Uber driver, treat them like a human. I know, I drove Uber.
I actually took Whittingham's hack when I was in Tampa and I had to get back to Brightline, schedule your Uber in advance. I didn't realize that was like a thing. What a pleasure. I scheduled it the night before. Oh, guy's there 20 minutes before, instead of me sitting down in the valet circle or downstairs by, I set it up the night before. Guy's sitting there. He texts me, 20 minutes prior. Hey, I'm here in the parking lot.
Just Uber. How about that, fellas? Just Uber.
Right, but do it in advance. Waiter. If you know that you're leaving a certain place and have to be somewhere, do it in advance. Fantastic.
Listen, you're in a human relations job. Like this waiter thing Solana's talking about. I'm going to order an appetizer, a meal, maybe dessert, a couple drinks. Bring my crap to the table. We don't have to be best friends. I don't need to know your mom's name. Just do your job.
I'm an Uber One member now.
Oh.
Do you know that it's free with the Platinum card?
I do.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
What happened? I have a Platinum card.
Yeah. You get Uber One for free.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I had a $100 Uber fare from Tampa to Orlando, the Brightline station. All of a sudden, $6 appeared in my Uber account.
Wow.
You get 6% back of anything that you Uber.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to get on this.
Right, because the Pivot pays for all your Ubers, but you're going to be the recipient of the 6% back.
Let's go.
Yeah, do a full year membership, and then you'll get the charge back on your Platinum card.
There's a lot of benefits with that Amex Platinum card that you don't know about.
I know about them.
Well, no, you don't.
I do.
I'm telling you right now, Lululemon, did you know?
Yeah.
You buy Lululemon.
$75 every quarter.
Wow. So why don't you wear Lulu?
Well, my wife uses it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's Lululemon. You use it?
I love Lulu.
You want to see Hawk and Lulu? You look like a Lulu.
Yeah, I can't do Lulu because that's like tight fit clothing. Yeah. That is not my body type, man.
Wearing Lulu pants right now?
Yeah. I need loose.
Look over here. Hawk, look over here. Look what I got over here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I'm seeing too much of it is what I'm seeing.
What are y'all doing?
You don't want to know. Anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was saying MLS championship match this Saturday in Fort Lauderdale. We are going to receive a studio visit today from the MLS championship trophy and Kevin Egan, the MLS studio host on Apple TV. So we're going to get into the spirit. Tomorrow, Whittingham will join us on the show, and we'll talk even more about Inter Miami and Vancouver going at it on Saturday for the MLS championship. Let me give you a quick fantasy football report. These are brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Are fantasy leagues ending soon? I don't play fantasy football.
This, traditionally, this would be the last week of fantasy football. for the regular season. Playoffs start next week. Some leagues differ, so you could be starting playoffs this week.
All right. So this is from Bleacher Report. They do, you know, fantasy sleepers for the coming Sunday. One of them is Darren Waller. And they write, in case you haven't heard or missed the must-watch game between the Saints and the Dolphins last week, Darren Waller is back in action. Last Saturday, Miami activated the 33-year-old from injured reserve, and he caught two passes for 47 yards and a win over the Saints. With another week of practice, Waller should be more productive against the Jets. Remember, he made his season debut against Gangrene in week 4, catching three passes for 27 yards and two touchdowns. Though his receiving yard totals aren't impressive, he's a strong red zone threat. He scored four touchdowns in his first three games with the Dolphins. Going against the Jets' 27th-ranked pass defense, Waller will continue to play a key role in the Dolphins' red zone offense. He's touchdown-dependent, but in weeks against porous pass defenses, he is an intriguing start for managers in need of a boost at the tight end spot.
That sounds good.
I like it.
I guess it sounds good for the Dolphins. I'm not starting them on my fantasy league, but
I feel like the Dolphins are going to bleep the bed this coming Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, this Sunday.
Letdown game?
I feel like it's a letdown game. We're kind of on a high with three wins in a row. The Jets are really terrible. And I just have this thing where when two bad teams play each other twice in a season, I feel like it's hard for one team to beat the other both times. I think Tyrod Taylor causes problems for the Dolphins. I'm just nervous about Sunday.
You just said they're a really bad team. I agree. The Jets are terrible. The Commanders were terrible and the Saints were terrible. It took overtime with the Commanders and the Jets. The Saints, it took a 4th-and-1 stop to beat them. It's going to be a close game late, and we don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. That's what I think. Like, we're playing in the toilet bowl tournament right now in these last
That's why I'm nervous, man.
Well, what's funny is while you're reading that, I wonder if the person who wrote it realized that Darren Waller producing means Tua Tagovailoa has to get him the football. Tua's 0-7 when it's 46 degrees or colder at kickoff. It's supposed to be in the 30s in New York this upcoming Sunday. That's really why I'm worried about this game. The Jets stink, but the Dolphins having to play in cold weather – I'm concerned about it.
They are bad historically.
But no, Hogg, you've had a problem with them treating Tua like this little delicate flower. And I think Brian Flores created the narrative. He gets hurt a lot. Now he can't run. And now if it gets a little chilly, he can't throw. Like, is the narrative real? Because I know you don't like the narrative.
It's like stereotypes, right? There's a modicum of truth in all stereotypes. Mm-hmm. There's a modicum of truth in that narrative. I think it was really fostered by Brian Flores, and I think it was unfair, much of it. But there is no arguing the stats of Tua in cold weather. There's literally no arguing. That's not Brian Flores' narrative. That is the facts. He does not win in cold weather.
If it gets chilly, he can't throw the ball.
The numbers are the numbers. He's 0-7?
0-7 when the temperature is 46
which
degrees.
Which is not even freezing cold, by the way.
It's colder than 46 right now in Nashville.
But the numbers are the numbers. Until you do it. The numbers are the numbers. It's a fair criticism.
And the Dolphins, I was reading in Dolphins Wire earlier this week, Dolphins have not won a game where the temperature is below 40 since 2016.
We're some little delicate flowers.
They are delicate flowers.
I mean, Crowder, you watched them play against Kansas City in the playoff game.
Well, that was a little
Kansas City had the same weather.
Yeah, but they live in Kansas City.
So?
It was subhuman.
Was that the wasn't that the Tua underthrow by 15-yard game?
To Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill had to come back, catch it, and outrun everybody because everybody was freezing their ass off. That was the only touchdown the Dolphins scored in that game. The only points they had in that game, like, they didn't play well. Last year, Green Bay, remember? On Black Friday?
You can give 7 examples of Tua losing in the cold, and you can give 0 examples of him winning in the cold. Like, we don't – I mean, it is fact.
It's legit. I think the Buffalo Bills game earlier this year when we beat them by damn near 20, it was because they were hot and they weren't used to the heat down here.
Right.
My rookie year, we played the Broncos. They were 12-4 that year. We whooped their ass, and Champ Bailey couldn't even stand up in the fourth quarter. He took a knee between snaps. Like, the weather difference is real, but to make $250 million and not be able to play if it's
totally different. Yeah, but that's a totally different argument. Like, I'm not telling you.
Cold. 46 is brisk.
Yeah, I'm not telling you that it's right or it's understandable, but it is a fact.
I've been thinking, and I know you guys are going to just brush this off as being hot takey. Zach Wilson, revenge game in New York on Sunday?
I'm in. Sold. Bench Tua. Let's do Zach Wilson. Let's go.
Oh, goodness gracious. For what?
Brilliant idea. Keep the win streak going.
Yeah, Zach got us.
He's won in cold weather before.
He's not 0-7.
That's right.
He's not winless.
Yeah, I like it.
In 0-6.
All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines because Gino Toretta is going to join us. I want to have enough time with Gino Toretta because there's so much college football hoo-ha going on. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
All right, guys. The Heat did lose yesterday. I'm just going to give you the, if you didn't watch the game, Tyler Hero not scoring in the second half, not good. Andrew Wiggins going 4 of 19, not good. The Heat just didn't make shots, period, end of story. They're going to play the Magic tomorrow.
Victor Bermudez texts me, you all are the Curb Your Enthusiasm of radio, and the Canes just won in 34-degree weather. I was surprised. That was one of my fears going into that Pitt game with the Canes, was that it's going to be chilly, and these guys play in Miami.
Oh, no, dogs can win in the cold or hot, but Tua can't because he has no dog in him. He's a kitty cat.
All right, Brian Flores, settle down.
Rawr. What noise do cats make? Is it?
Mine sounds just to me like a human. Hey, Mark.
Man, I'm a slap Rocky. You better keep Rocky away from
good
me.
Good morning, Mark. I appreciate the breakfast. That's what I hear.
Something about WQAM. Something about
Mark, yeah.
Something about WQAM hosts and their cats right. Just speaking to them.
Get that cat out of here.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm a bit thirsty. That's weird.
Hey, Mark. That's what I hear. That's how it sounds to me.
What do you think Renshaw's doing right now?
I don't know.
I had a nasty answer. I'm going to leave it at that.
Anybody see Giannis leave the game in the first quarter yesterday?
I did.
So it looked bad. It doesn't appear to be very bad. He'll be reevaluated in a few weeks. It looks like he avoided any sort of Achilles tear. The conspiracy theories have begun. Do any of you subscribe to the notion that Giannis faked that injury?
No.
Okay. No.
No, but he's not rushing back.
Right. Let me see how you guys do without me, because I've seen it a little bit this season. You guys are terrible. This will bolster my thought that this team is absolutely awful if I'm not out on the court.
And bolster my value, because y'all can't beat anybody without me, and now I can carry an entire team on my back. Let me go somewhere with some talent and see what we can really do. He's out of Milwaukee. I saw old Scratchy Throat talking this morning on ESPN. Yeah, Giannis is gone.
Who's Scratchy Throat?
Doc Rivers.
Oh.
I talk to him every day. Every day.
He had a great voiceover in Uncut Gems. He did. If you remember, he was KG's coach.
He did, yeah.
It was great. It was fantastic. He was very good in it at the end.
Who'd he voice over?
Doc Rivers.
So he played himself.
Correct. But it was acting.
This is my problem with you praising people for acting themselves.
Why?
Because it's not hard to be yourself.
Oh, the hell it's not. Tell your therapist.
But did Doc Rivers act in that movie, or were there just cuts of him coaching that they use, they repurpose?
No, I don't even think they use cuts of him coaching. But they did have him do a voiceover at the end.
Yeah, but I'm saying there were. I think he was
look
in the
at
movie
KG.
At time.
Look at KG. He's locked in. It was like something like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. That was great.
Giannis next team odds are available, and I also have, according to Bleacher Report, a potential trade package that would involve the Heat and the Bucks. We can get to that
right.
a little bit later. Devon Achan is the November AFC Offensive Player of the Month.
Let's go. Yeah. Deservedly so.
Congrats to him. Your weather in South Florida. Oh, the Florida Panthers play the Nashville Predators. That's why Crowder's in Nashville, actually. He's going to go.
Oh, look at you. Big yeah. Panthers fan. I thought it was here.
It is. Amerant Bank Arena.
Damn. I flew all the way up here.
I did that for a Canes-Notre Dame game once.
You did. You booked a suite for the Canes-Notre Dame game.
I did.
At the Watsco Center.
That's right.
No issues getting it.
I had no issues. They said, sure, it's yours.
Game was in South Bend.
Imagine my surprise.
Man, this parking lot is empty.
Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Cloudy in South Florida. It's in the 80s. Right now, actually, 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 60s. That's your weather.
Gino Toretta will join us in the next segment. And who else is coming on today? Rob Pizzola in the 4 o'clock hour. Rob Pizzola. Mm-hmm. Kevin Egan in the 5 o'clock hour, along with the MLS Championship Trophy. So we've got a loaded potato for you on National Cookie Day.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up for the holiday season with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. There is Gino Toretta, a proud Miami Hurricane, but also a fair and balanced college football fan and
Please
analyst.
Don't say that. I don't nobody, want to be associated
nobody
with that
uses
network,
fair and so balanced. Nobody uses that. Fair and balanced on that network anymore because it's obviously not. Do the Miami Hurricanes belong in the college football playoffs?
Yes. I think the disappointing thing is, one, the ACC having tiebreakers. And the first tiebreaker isn't, hey, how about we get the two highest ranked teams in the game? I mean, it's just like if you got a tied conference record, these conferences are so big now, you're not going to have played everybody in your conference. So it makes no sense to say, hey, these supposed experts, and you can, you know, listen, AP, coaches poll, whatever, CFP, whoever's deemed an expert, take those three average. We're going to get the two, you know, highest ranked teams we can in the game. And it's amazing. I mean, the Big 12 screwed themselves years ago when they had the SMU, or not SMU, TCU and Baylor debate, and they kind of nominated one to make the playoff, and the playoff committee liked the other one, and they didn't get either one in the playoff. And it just, one, that really has kind of put UM behind the eight ball. And then you have the love for Notre Dame, which, you know, that's years and years. But I'm really like the quote, Notre Dame had a strong win against Stanford. Strong win against Stanford. Like, nobody's ever gone to Stanford who's 4-8, by the way, at the end of the season. They're 4-8. They've won four games. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has ever gone to the farm and said, boy, Stanford's one hell of a tough place to play. I mean, nobody. Maybe Marino his rookie year when he had to play there for the Super Bowl, but nobody's gone in that stadium and be like, damn, this is intimidating. I mean, I broadcasted a game there. God's honest truth, USC played there when they had Addison, Caleb Williams, and these stars. And I'm like, you know what? That'll be great. We'll get USC, get them on the touchdown radio schedule first game of the year. Stanford's not even in class. If there was 10,000 people at that game, I would have been shocked. And there's a local pizza place, I think it's called Howie's or something like this, like Caddy Corner from the stadium, which has an awesome potato pizza.
Huh?
They thin slice potatoes.
Have you heard of it? You're nodding your head, Solon. Have you heard of that?
I've had a potato pizza before.
Wow. They are phenomenal. They are phenomenal. They blanch the potatoes. Anyway, it's phenomal. I called.
No,
the
wait
pizza
a second.
Place.
Wait a second. No. I can't.
They blanch them.
I can't. I don't know what blanch is. What does that
blanch
mean?
Blanch is water, hot water.
Like a bath. You give the potato a bath.
It's not raw potato. You got to cook the potatoes some.
Right.
Like boiled potatoes, like you mash potatoes. You got to cook them. So you slice them, then you cook them a little bit, boil them, then they put them on the pie. Then you basically have toppings like it's a baked potato, like this the cream cheese,
what?
Bacon bits. It's like bread. It's like carbs upon carbs. But the point, I called the pizza
place. Well,
wait
a second. No, go ahead.
This place, hold on. This place is 100 yards from the stadium, Caddy Corner. Now, at Camino Real, it's a crazy parking lot, all this stuff. I said, hey, it were 3 hours before game. Nobody's at stake. Like, and I mean nobody. I said, can you deliver a couple pizzas over to the stadium? He goes, yeah, what gate are you at? And could you imagine like going to anywhere else?
I'd love to see that in
America.
The Orange Bowl. Hey, yeah. you call Bird Bowl.
$20, no blocky, pull up 17th Avenue.
You call Bowl Bar back in 1986. Do you guys deliver? Yes, where do you want the cocaine? Gate 11.
But like that is a strong way. I just shake my head at some of the stuff. Now I will say this: what the committee said, they reserve the right to re-rank everybody at the end, and I think they're saying that because last year they basically put everybody that got in a conference championship game in the playoffs, and I don't think you can continue to do that because if somebody gets boat raced, let's say Alabama gets boat raced by Georgia, they're going to have three losses. Now, granted, I know your conference is tougher than anybody's in the country, but man, you got to think hard and fast of not saying, you know what, you're not good enough to make the playoffs. That's your third loss, and you just got boat raced on your conference championship game.
And you know, this is my end because I'm a honorary Gator. I mean, honorary Cane because I'm doing the right thing. BYU, honestly, like I'm not even cheering. I'm just saying the right thing. It goes Notre Dame, what, 10, BYU 11, Canes 12. If Texas Tech, which I believe they're about to beat the hell out of BYU because they already did this season. Now, UM and Notre Dame are right next to each other in the rankings. You have to jump Miami with the head-to-head. I think that is the most rational way to look at it.
You have to. And I will say this. We are all – now, I know you used to be a Dan Mullen fan when he was coaching the Gators. Mm-hmm. But we are all Dan Mullen fans this weekend. And I'll tell you why. Dan Mullen plays Boise State. They're the only team that played either Miami or Notre Dame. And if Dan Mullen beats Boise State, what is the committee going to say? Well, I guess Notre Dame's schedule is not as hard as we thought it was because Dan Mullen in New Mexico just beat Boise State in the conference championship game. I mean, so I literally, to me, I'm like, okay, I have more eyes on that game than the Big Ten or the SEC because that could and may have more effect on Miami than any of them.
This is crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy really that is. we're talking because you want the top 12 in. You know, people say, well, if Duke wins the ACC, really, you're going to put a five-loss team in the playoff? Come on, dude. I like, you know what? I'll give you the debate 9-14, but a five-loss team, that's just the ACC being stupid with their tie-breaking things. And if it screws Miami to go 10-2 2 years in a row and get nicked from the playoffs – That's just reason to, you know, try to move on and get in a different conference, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Gino, because I'm seeing a lot of, I don't want to call them overreactions. I think they're people are reacting properly, but like some of the steps to me are unrealistic. Miami leaving the ACC this summer, unrealistic. I wouldn't expect that to happen in a million years. But what about not scheduling Notre Dame, literally canceling the game with Notre Dame next season, not scheduling UF anymore? In the future, I was bringing this up to Dono yesterday, like what incentive does Miami have to schedule anybody not named Bethune-Cookman six times in their out-of-conference games anymore if literally it does not matter? All that matters for them is going undefeated in conference play.
Well, I would say it does matter. Because look at Notre Dame. The reason they're 10-2 and really there's a debate is their schedule's horse bleep. I mean, let's be honest. Outside of Texas A&M and Miami, like Notre Dame's strongest point in this whole thing is we had two losses against two great teams. What? I mean, dude, like, hey, we played them close. You know what? You still lost. That's why you have to schedule good teams. That's why you have to schedule hard teams. And it's like UM's getting penalized for beating them. And then Notre Dame's getting credit for losing closely to Texas A&M and to Miami. It's like there's different rules for different schools. And I hope they're doing it right because they've inched, you know, now they put Alabama in front of Notre Dame. But if you have Notre Dame and Miami next to each other, and they have the same record, they're not playing today or this weekend, and you don't say, hey, what matters the most? One kicked the other team's butt on the actual field. You know, not in make-believe, not in Madden, not in Sega Genesis. Or
Atari 2600.
On the field.
Yeah. Gino Toretta, I want to get your opinion before we run out of time here. Your opinion on what transpired with Lane Kiffin, because that was obviously, you couldn't escape that over the weekend, and now he's at LSU, and Ole Miss be damned. What do you make of it?
Well, I would say this. One, Florida State got screwed for a quarterback getting hurt. And you can't tell me that Lane Kiffin's not a big reason of plays being sent in for a game. So, like, I would say that's more important to my team, the guy calling plays and the guy being the head coach on the outcome of a game and game planning than just the starting quarterback. Now, in I don't know if I'm it's in Lane's defense, the college football calendar is broken. How there's kids right now that are committing, and then the transfer portal opens the week before the national championship game, and then, you know, you have coaches that are leaving, the recruiting cycle is off. It makes no sense. I mean, the NFL, at least they say, hey, you can't poach your coaches in the middle of the season. Like like if you're a player, think about it, you're at Ole Miss. You've had the best season that they've ever had. You have a legit chance to win a national championship. Chambliss, the quarterback, I told you when I did him twice early in the year, I go, this kid is legit. They have talent all over the place. And at the end of the season, you get there to play for it all. and your coach leaves, your OC leaves, but now the OC is going to come back and call plays. It's just like college football. There's a lot of smart people in this world that I think they just need to fix this stuff. And the calendar has to be set. Either the transfer portal doesn't open, you know, until the second semester, or you move, you know, Jimbo Fisher's like, move the games up, have everything done January 1st then. And then you have recruiting, signing day, transfer portal, everything in the same time frame. But there's no good way to leave a school. I mean, listen, Jimmy left, I think it was after signing day, my redshirt freshman year, and obviously people were disappointed. Dennis left a couple years after. There's no easy way to ease a school and timing it, but timing should be after the season.
At least part of it. Time it, like the NCAA has to at least do something so that this particular situation doesn't happen.
I mean, look at, like I was reading an article, Penn State's recruiting because they haven't signed it. Apparently they've gone after guys and they haven't gotten who they've wanted to. Their class is ranked 250th or something, some crazy number. Like they're ranked below West Georgia
because recruits are getting called by a school nurse. There's no one there. It's the guy who fills the vending machines is also in charge of filling the roster.
Hell, you know what? I raise my hand. I'm bringing Channing. I think you know what?
Oh, he can recruit. Hey, Crowder could recruit. Crowder could recruit at Penn State, man. His dad was a stud there.
Gino, when you get that job, bro, you got my number.
There's a lot of good people. We ain't that greedy. We don't need 13 a year. You know, one or two.
Don't forget your old pal Mark. You know, the kid at the tavern trying to get served.
Hey, you were getting all the freebies. You know, I would say you're the sports information director, but they changed those titles now. I think it's Directors of Strategic Communication.
Yeah, make me that.
Okay. All right. You're that.
Gino Toretta. You can hear him every Thursday with us, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Thank you, Gino. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys, you too.
There you go. Gino Toretta. We will take a break here, and we will come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.